Thank you. All right, the time has arrived for our closing statements from our candidates. And the way we're going to do that is they're going to get 90 seconds each. We're going to do reverse alphabetical order since we've been going alphabetical order all night. So, Mr. Panarakis, you have 90 seconds for your wrap up.
I, like a lot of Americans, are distraught right now with what happened in Las Vegas. You know, these things happen too much, too often, and the frequency of these incidents is unimaginable. I've lost three relatives to suicide by gun. I've lost two friends that decided that one night that they just couldn't handle it anymore. And, you know, it's time that left and right come together for reasonable laws so that everyone is happy. And let's be honest, laws alone are not going to be enough. Culturally, we really need, as a community, to come together and understand the harms that these things can bring to communities and to families, and we do not do enough of that. I'm going to be honest, I have a FOID card in this state. I teach families, or teach people that do want to exercise their right to have a firearm, how to store it, how to train with it, how to use it, because I want to make sure that those people that choose that responsibility, it is a responsibility, it's not only a right, it's a responsibility, know that it is a responsibility. I've lost too many people to this. And politicians are going to play games. Nothing's going to happen unless we do something. You know, movements happen because of the people, not about politicians. So go home tonight. If you're really passionate about this and gun violence like I am, please go home. Please do something. Find a local group. Speak out, because together we can make this not occur in the future.
Thank you. Mr. Kennedy.
I'd say the thing that separates Democrats from Republicans is the notion that Democrats believe that government can be a force of good. It can educate our children, take care of our brothers and sisters, invest in the economy that we're all a part of, and more importantly, invest in the people that economy was meant to serve. Republicans don't believe that, not like we do as Democrats. The problem is, if we want our government to solve our problems, to be helpful to us, to be our ally in rebuilding this economy, keeping our kids close to home, educating our children, taking care of our parents, if we want that to occur, our greatest stumbling block is the fact, as Democrats, we've allowed corruption to influence our leadership. No one is going to make a sacrifice. No one is going to give up more of their income willingly for a state government or elected leaders that they think are corrupt. We have a duty, all of us do, everybody in this room, to clean house. We can no longer turn the other way. We can no longer accept the things the way they are. We need to understand that this is not the way it has to be. Get rid of that dirty money. Get it out of politics, and get the dirty politicians out of our government.
Thank you. Mr. Hardiman.
Yeah, I'm T.U. Hardiman. Like I said, I'm running for governor because I represent change. Our campaign is powered by the people. Your voice is my mission, okay, as governor. Our plan is to support the seniors, the college students, the children, everybody in the state, the veterans, the ex-offender community, the recovering community. I have a 2020 plan which represents a perfect vision for the good people here in the state of Illinois. And do not believe the hype when it comes to the media. I ran for governor in 2014 and secured close to 30% of the state vote, so I have the same name recognition as everybody that has the big money, and I have the same statewide presence. But most important, we have a plan. If you want a regular candidate in the office of governor, look at T.O. Hardiman, somebody from the working class population. 99% of the people in Illinois come from the working class population. The billionaires come from the one percenters. It's a no-brainer. T.O. Hardeman is the best man for this job, and my running mate is the best woman for lieutenant governor. Her name is Patricia Avery. You can look her up. She's a former president of the NAACP in Champaign-Urbana, and we have a great plan for the good people here. And I'm going to say this before I close to take a little time to tell a real positive story. There was an airplane that was about to crash. You had four passengers on the airplane. This is a good ending. You had Kennedy was on the plane with a young T.O. Hardeman who was a Boy Scout, and Biss was the pilot, and you had Governor Bruce Rauner on the plane as well. But you only had three parachutes, okay? Biss, hear me clearly on this. Biss took the first parachute, he jumped to safety, leaving two parachutes, three passengers. Bruce Rauner gangstered the other parachute and he jumped, leaving a young T.O. Hardeman, the Boy Scout, and a Chris Kennedy. So Chris Kennedy went to the plane, he said, you know, I'm gonna ask God to help me in this situation. Young T.O. Hardeman tapped him on the shoulder and he said, you know what I told him? I said, you know the guy Bruce Rauner, he didn't take the parachute, he took my backpack. All right. You hear me? And let me tell you something. So.
Thank you, your time.
The moral of the story is Bruce Rauner's going down, people, and we're gonna take care of the business.
All right. T.O., we let you go a little over your time because there's no way I was cutting that story off.
You know, that leaves one guy standing to become governor. It's me. So that's why I stood up to do it, because I knew I'd be the last man standing. And I hope that I'm that guy on March 21st. But I want to tell you why I wanted to be that guy. It's because about 150 years ago, my ancestors came to this country and they were pioneers. Maybe like a lot of you in here, they were pioneer farmers that broke this fertile soil in the state of Illinois. They built the roads, they followed the trails to do trading, and they wanted Illinois to be a great state. I'm proud that I own that Centennial Farm today. I'm proud that I've been involved in the biggest industry in Illinois, and that's agriculture, my entire life. And I decided to run to become governor because I'm concerned about my two boys who attend a state university in Illinois that are going to be 21st century residents of this state and that are going to be taxpayers in this state. And I want my grandchildren to have the same opportunity that I did. You're looking at the American dream. You're looking at it. This is a guy that grew up on a farm. This is a guy that didn't have much. This is a guy whose grandfather and great-grandfather would said, if you could run to become governor, that would be a fantastic thing for our family. And it is, to think that I was just a kid on the street that grew up in Illinois, that through public education and through graduate's degrees, gained the skills to be able to compete with billionaires and millionaires, and that's what Illinois should be about.
Thank you. And Mr. Biss.
Thank you so much. What a joy this was, and what an honor it is to be back in the town that my father grew up in to have this conversation, and what a moment this is for our state and for our party. With Bruce Rauner damaging the state of Illinois in ways that are so dangerous and so reckless, but with us knowing that there is a decades-long legacy, a bipartisan legacy of a government that doesn't work for the rest of us, a tax code that's rigged against the middle class and the working poor, and a school funding system that does not work in most of the state of Illinois. What a moment we sit in. And the question before us today is, who is best positioned to transform that decades-long brokenness in our government? There's a reason why I've been fighting for campaign finance reform in the Senate, passing a small donor matching bill out of the Illinois Senate, because if we want to have a government that works for the rest of us, we're going to have campaigns that are funded by the rest of us and campaigns that are accountable to the rest of us. But we don't just have Bruce Rauner as an inexperienced, arrogant billionaire. We've got Donald Trump, too. And that means we have a unique resistance moment that we can capitalize on to transform our state, to build a movement needed to build a government for the rest of us. It's a unique opportunity. We don't need to wait for a billionaire to ride in on a white horse and be our savior. We don't need to wait for some kind of savior to solve the problems for us. We need to come together and build the movement required to transform Illinois. I'm Daniel Biss. I'm running for governor, and I'm asking you to join our movement. Thank you very much.
Thank you.